On February 22nd, you're celebrating a one-year anniversary of Investigative Post. You're a former Buffalo News reporter, and you've brought this online to our community. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been interesting and a good first year. We've done some good stories and are building some good partnerships, and I think we're off to a strong start.
Looking at the upcoming mayoral election, that's going to take a big center stage in the months to come. We have Mayor Brown, who has not really officially kicked off his mayoral reelection campaign, but there's a lot of word that it will happen this month. And then we've got this newly named Republican candidate that has thrown his hat into the ring, Sergio Rodriguez. He announced he will run. What do you suppose is happening behind the scenes with Brown and the Democrats and his future outlook for this campaign? It should be interesting.
Well, I think Brown's probably waiting to see whether or not Bernie Tolbert is going to run in the Democratic primary. You know, if he does, you know, people are making a lot out of the fact that Brown has $1 million in his campaign treasury, which is not an inconsiderable sum. But let's keep in mind that Chris Collins had $1 million in his when. You know, in the January before he lost for re-election for county executive. So I don't think the money necessarily hands Brown the election. I think the first challenge for Brown is whether or not he's going to have a primary opponent. And Tolbert could present a serious challenge. I don't think you would consider him to be a favorite, but I think he would be a serious candidate. Rodriguez is an interesting wild card. I don't think anybody could reasonably assume he's going to beat Brown one-on-one in a November election. There certainly aren't enough Republicans. But I don't really view – while he would be running on the Republican line, and I really don't know what his personal politics are like, but he's somebody who is young, seems to be articulate, energetic. He's certainly already has brought an energy to his campaign that you never saw even out of Mickey Kearns, 4 years ago, or Kevin Helfer for that matter. They both ran okay campaigns, but Rodriguez, he brings an energy, and he's already looking at social media in particular. It looks like he's already attracting some folks who you might consider to be kind of anti-Brown. And Brown has – I'm kind of mystified by the stories I keep reading about how, you know, Brown has these great poll numbers because – as I go around the community, I hear a lot of people unhappy with Brown. And if you look at the kind of shape city government's in right now, it's not in good shape. I don't know if you can really say that city government's in any better shape now than it was when he took it over. It is in some ways, but it's not in other ways. So I think Rodriguez has the ability to run an energetic campaign that brings a lot of young progressive people into the mix, and he could run a campaign that would force the discussion of real issues.
I want to switch gears to the politics of the state gun control laws and how that came through Governor Cuomo's push. The way he governs and the way he got this through on the political side. Your thoughts on that?
It's very typical of the way Andrew Cuomo has governed since he was elected governor. It is a my way or the highway approach. The criticism of the new gun control law is really twofold. You've got people who just don't like gun control, and then you've got people who don't like important government measures being passed in a hurried, rushed manner, and that's gotten a lot of attention. Even Rod Watson from the Buffalo News the other day did a column that criticized the bill in part because it was pretty much hurried through without any kind of real debate. And that, if you look at many of the major initiatives that Andrew Cuomo likes to take credit for, they have a familiar pattern. They are introduced and then rushed through. Forget about the committee process. You know, that's completely ignored for the most part. Lawmakers are given bills and given sometimes less than an hour to read them, little or no opportunity to really debate or modify them. It's just rush, rush, rush. And, you know, that is, you know, that allows Cuomo to stand up and say, look at what I've gotten done. But I think it's important to look at, well, how he's gotten it done.
And does that leave a big mess behind if indeed he does move on from being governor?
Well, yeah, it does, because New York State New York State government is in desperate need of reform in the way it operates. And if Andrew Cuomo left state government tomorrow, or if he continues to govern the way he has and he leaves 10 years from now, state government will be probably more dysfunctional in the way it operates than it was when he walked in. Because there is, you know, there's the criticism has been that under previous governors, power became concentrated at the top. And if anything, that's gotten worse. It's actually probably gotten much worse under Cuomo. We used to have three men in a room. His style now is him and one other person in the room. And when I get through with the assembly speaker, then I'll speak to the Senate president. But I'm not going to have both you guys in a room at the same time. So, you know, if we want state government that actually follows democratic principles in the way bills are introduced and debated and considered and voted on, if we want reform in the way politics and politicians are funded, we're not seeing any change that points toward reform. We've seen some rhetoric. But at the end of the day, you know, Andrew Cuomo is getting things done by strong-arming people into doing things his way. And so far it's worked. I think he may have overplayed his hand on the gun control because it's gotten people talking, like we are right now, about the way he operates. It's taken a conversation away from what he's accomplished to how is he doing business, and is that a good way for a so-called democratic form of government to operate? And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of people who would say, yeah, boy, that's a good way to govern. Introduce a bill in the dead of night, give people no time to read or debate, and get it approved so that the governor can take credit for doing something.
And what will that mean if he is in the power grab to run for president in 4 years? Will the rest of the nation look at that?
Oh, I'm sure that a lot of what Cuomo is doing, for better and for worse, is going to get looked at. But that whole style, you know, the other thing with secrecy, everything from not dealing with people via email, but doing it on BlackBerry so that you can delete the records and leave no footprint behind. The effort to remove some records from the public record dating back to his time as Attorney General. All those are things that I think if he does run for president, people are going to start to look at because they speak to character.
Well, Jim Heaney from Investigative Post, thank you so much for sharing your political insights on these stories, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thanks.